All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a hiccup there going from the song into the show today. But we're all here, and we have a beautiful morning ahead of us. And I like to start doing this now. I think it's something we'll start doing more often when I remember it. I want you to take a second here, and I want you to enjoy God's beautiful everything. So I'm gonna grab my coffee. I'm gonna walk off the set here so you can enjoy what God creates every day. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it absolutely beautiful? Last night when we were on our front porch of our home, reminiscing on our time, on our street, in our home with our children, the sun was going down. And of course, when the sun goes down, it's beautiful. You've got the pinks and the purples and all this beauty. Right? And my daughter Lily said, how come God always paints good pictures at nighttime and in the mornings? And I said, because honey, he wants us to enjoy when we wake up in the morning and when we go to bed at night. He wants us to enjoy everything that he's about to put us in front of and everything that we're about to close our eyes on. And if you really look at it, is there anything more beautiful? Now, somebody said, is that your house in your new home in Iowa? No. Hold on a second. If I could afford that, living next to that, life would be a little different. Somebody said the audio timing is off. Eli, are we all right? We're just going to see here, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's not my new house. No. No, 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 no. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? To have a house like that. I think of all my blessings, says C. Gannon. Even being able to just see these beautiful pictures. Amen. All good? No. All good? Yeah. Okay. So if the voice is off, you might want to do some refreshing. Get that going in your life. Looks good on my end. Okay, thank you. So I titled today's show, Living Differently. And that's what we've been doing since we came to know Jesus, amen? I mean, if you want a relationship with Jesus, one of the prerequisites, I would think, is you are called to live differently. Now, does that mean that God loves you more than he loves somebody else? No. Does that mean that God loves you more than he loves a sinner? We're all sinners. A non-believer? No. Not at all. But God absolutely cherishes those who understand their relationship with Jesus and decide to live differently. And we're going to talk about that today because I am going to do an experiment so that you can feel what I'm talking about. But before we get started, I do want to say hello to E. Fitch, who said, looks like Lake Winnipesaukee. It does look like Lake Winnipesaukee, doesn't it? I'd like to say good morning to Water Cop. I'd rather have a home like that in heaven. Me too. Me too. I could be homeless in heaven. It'd be better than here on earth, right? Katie, good morning. Patriot Girl Ducks, or Dew, if she's French. Sophie, good morning. Miranda, hello. Meemaw Becky, Race Mom, and God Chick, good morning on this beautiful Monday morning. We're already into pro-life month, so that's cool. Everybody give a big shout out in the chat for being pro-life month. June became pro-life month last year when we got rid of Roe v. Wade, so that's wonderful. Good morning, Mustache, Rosebud. How are you? Cindy, hello. Barb Naylor, good to see you. Purple Snowflake, Jubilee, just throwing in tons of wisdom from the Bible in there this morning. Thank you very much. MDUS said, homeless in heaven would be heaven. Amen. Amen, brother. You got that right. Patriot Girl said, good morning, Jeremy. First time here and I'm blessed for it. Well, thank you for being here on Rise Up. We appreciate you for being here. Very different show than Live from America. This is my personal journey with Jesus Christ. And I think it's a good show for you to start on. So let's talk about living differently. Let's go to the description of today's show. And you guys can read it right along with me. All you have to do is, if you're watching on your device, just scroll down. If you're watching on your TV, you can probably see it as well. Who said that? Yeah, right? Exactly. Shared stream on Fakebook, where all the heathens live. Amen. Amen. So, Rise Up, episode number 359, titled Living Differently. Rise above and live differently. You may have noticed me being a lot less confrontational lately in the live chat to people that are in there. There's a reason for that. And there's a great lesson in the Bible about turning the other cheek that a lot of people misquote and get wrong. Now, even though we're going to talk about that today, we're not going to be reading from that verse. But Jesus was the ultimate example on what we should do, on how we should live. If we want to have a relationship with Jesus, if we want to be with our Father in heaven, if we want to be our spirit and body and soul all to be united, well, then we have to live or want to live by Jesus' example. None of us can ever match what Jesus did, or else we wouldn't need him. But we are, God knows our hearts. And if your heart's desire is to not live like the world, and if your heart's desire is to live differently, meaning to live more like the example set by Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua, Emmanuel, well, then God cherishes that. He loves that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. As you guys sign in, make sure you're still following the channel and you rumble and share this video, okay? Jeremy, 2 weeks ago it was righteous confrontation. Maybe, but we'll talk about it today. Kelmar said, Jeremy, need to show the egg analogy you showed a while back for new folk. Well, the egg analogy just means, it just proves that three things can be one. So the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, an egg perfectly exemplifies the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And funny you say that, because look what's on my screen on the commercial of that YouTube video we were just showing. Eggs. Guess God wanted us to talk about that today. There's the yolk, there's the white, there's the shell. If you're referring to an egg, there's three parts in one. And that right there shows you a very, 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 very easy way to understand that three things, three parts can be one. How about mind, body, spirit? No way. It's so funny how people can't seem to understand the three in one concept, but yet they live in a world where there's three in one concepts everywhere they look. But again, let's go to prayer. And as you can see, much like maybe some of you guys through the weekend, yet last weekend and this weekend got some sun. It's been really nice out. And, we've been having goodbye cookouts and moving every day, all day, and packing everything. And, man, we've been outside a lot. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's focus on living differently, living by example, leading by example, understanding why and how, okay? Lord and Heavenly Father, what a wonderful week we are going to have this week. Lord, as a lot of us close one door and open another door, and a lot of life changes going on in so many people's day-to-day lives that are watching the show right now, Lord, we ask that you are part of that every day. The decision-making, the direction, the words that come out of our mouth, the actions that we show and portray to people. Lord, we ask that people see you in everything that we do. Because there's an old saying, I can show you better than I can tell you. And that is your commandment, that we show the love of Christ, that we show the love of our Father, Yahweh in heaven. Not preach it, show it. Not be part of the world, but live differently from the world. There are so many benefits outside of going to heaven that we can experience right here on earth because we can bring heaven to earth. And that's the goal. That's what we're going to talk about today. And Lord, I thank you so very much for sending us your Holy Spirit to guide us, live with us, be intimate with us daily so that we can help discern between what is righteous and what is not. Lord, we thank you for this discussion. We thank you for this Godcast. We thank you for the ability. We thank you for the technology to be able to work together, have fellowship, and spread the gospel on this June 3rd, year of our Lord, 2024. Thank you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. They say I shouldn't wear a hat as long as I still have hair, right? My hair's starting to thin back here, as you can probably see that. See that? Hair's starting to thin back there. Might want to keep a hat off as much as I can because I'll be wearing a hat every day for the rest of my life real soon. Big shout out to a birthday today. We got Freebird. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Freebird. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Freebird. Jeremy, only thing worse than moving is moving someone else. Yeah, you're right about that. Jesus is the co-pilot in my life. He's always by my side. Well, Jesus was my cellmate as well. So I understand completely what you mean there. Okay, here we go. I'd like you guys to open up your Bibles. We're going to have two verses today. And the first verse is going to come from 1 Peter. So please open up your Bibles to 1 Peter, and we're going to be reading from 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. Okay? Now, you heard me reference turning the other cheek, and I said during that, I also said that it's always taken out of context. People use that as a way to say a Christian should never, ever fight back, argue, defend themselves. You should just let people come up and smack you across the face, spit on you, kick you, kill your wife, kill your kids, kidnap everybody in your life that you love. The most egregious things, and you're supposed to just go, well, I'm Christian. That's not what it means. It's not what it means at all. When it talks about turning the other cheek, it's talking about a much more day-to-day, daily life, decision-making, conversation, dialogue, debate between people, your day-to-day work life, your day-to-day marriage, That's what it's talking about. Grammy Love, I love that, Eli. I know we're not a news show right now, but breaking news about Hunter Biden. Make sure you write that down about the guilty charge with Hunter Biden, okay? So that we can talk about that on LFA. Thank you. Thank you, Grammy. So it means like the most like this. Watch this. Are ready? Army Dog 777, thank you very much. God guides you, your whole move. I'm going to tell you what right now. That right there means so much to us. It is such a daunting task to do what we're doing with the business, with the move, all the kids, halfway across the country. And if you would have donated 50 cents rather than $50 and said, Jeremy, help you with the new, it would have hit me the same way. So I understand how incredibly hard it is to donate right now, and I really thank you. Okay? Now, last weekend, or I should say last week, I had a viral video on Twitter, X. Now, all of you know I've never, ever, ever, even during the Facebook days, spent much time on Twitter or X. The only reason that we have one now is for LFA TV. Same reason, the only reason Donald Trump has a TikTok. Not because Donald Trump wants to do TikTok videos, because we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Trump doesn't want to do that. He wants to connect with the people that are there, right? So I went viral on Twitter last week. I'd say semi-viral. Over 100,000 views. For me on Twitter, that's pretty viral. And because I've never been on Twitter or X, I don't really know much about it or even the culture there. Well, I learned it real quick when you go viral. When you have something to say that everybody wants to pick apart, you're going to learn real quick what a place is like, what a location is like, what a platform is like, what people are like. So had this video where I was talking about, you know, calming everybody down. I showed it to you last week about the guilty verdict. It got over 100,000 views. And the comments were atrocious. Like, if you or I were to go comment what was being commented on that post, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, if you and I were to go say the things that were said on that, we'd be banned in a heartbeat. Do you want to know how I know? Because it happens. It happened, and it happens still today. Eli gets flagged for sharing one of our shows to say, hey, check out the show coming live next. They flag him for that, for crying out loud. The stuff that was in there was, if there was a such thing as hate speech, which there's not, by the way, but if there was a such thing as hate speech, that would have been it. Now, one lesson that I'm still trying to teach producer Eli, because he gets caught up in this quite a bit, it's mindless, time-wasting, time-consuming, no progress, immature, brainless. Those are the words that I would use to describe people who fight and argue and go back and forth with people on social media. And this is coming from somebody who did it for years. And I learned something through getting banned everywhere on earth. None of it is worth it. You want to know why? First of all, none of those people, nor you in some cases, would say any of that to somebody in public, to their face. You wouldn't do it at work. You wouldn't do it at school. You wouldn't do it in public, not because you're a coward, because you have better sense than that. You have a better moral compass than that. You're more mature than that. But yet, that same person who I'm talking about, me, you, anybody else, will go and get on social media and say the most the worst things that they could possibly say. And guess what? You're never, ever, ever, and if you are, it might be 0.1% of the time, going to get them to go and capitulate and go, you know what? You're right. You're right. I was wrong that whole time. You were right. I was wrong. How many times does a social media argument end up that way? And if it is any less than 50% of the time, it's a waste of your time. Matter of fact, even better yet, it's a waste of God's time, because he put you on this earth to do something and you're wasting it away saying stuff to people that you would never say in a public setting because you have better manners than that. Live differently. So as I'm reading through these comments, things inside me are boiling up, bubbling up. I've got so much intelligence compared to 99% of the people that were in that comment that I could have wrecked intellectually, factually, righteously even. I could have literally dropped the mic and laid the smack down on pretty much everybody in there. That's how ignorant, mundane, ridiculous, stupid, cowardice, wrong, factually wrong, all of them were. And now back in the day when I had Facebook, I would spend hours away from my family, hours away from my wife, hours away from my responsibility to sit there and to which half of those people are probably bots and they're not even real anyway, but I digress. Imagine the time that you have spent living like the world doesn't need to be on social media. I just used social media as an example. Imagine the time that you have spent wasting time on things that don't matter because you want to be like the world or because you couldn't control yourself. Imagine if you were at the end of your life, let's say you're 90 years old, you're about ready to die, and somebody comes up and they say, hey, I noticed you spent about a total of 3 years in your life wasting time. I noticed that you spent 3 years on social media having arguments over a collective lifetime. I noticed that you spent another 3 years having wasted arguments, debates, decisions that you've made in actual life off social media. That's 6 years right there. Would you like to have that 6 years back? Yeah, of course I would. Too bad. You wasted it. You wasted your time. You robbed the people who loved you from their time with you. And more importantly, you wasted God's time for making you. Now, I know God lives outside of time, but you know what I'm saying. Patriot Lady says, I wasted so much time on Facebook arguing with people who, like you said, probably aren't even real. And if they are, they're not worth it. Jeremy, play a minute or show that video, please. Oh, I can do that. Give me a second here. Now you're making me put my headphones back on. Thanks a lot, MD. US. No, I'm just kidding. Let me go get this video. Actually, the best place. No, it'll be fine. I'll do it there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the video that I put on. I'm going to show you the Instagram version just because I don't like going on Twitter that much. But this is the version right here this is the video that I was talking about that I played. And it was the same video that I put on Twitter as well. Go ahead and roll.
Errol here, live from America. As you can see, country is in distress. I urge everybody right now to do this same exact thing on your home across America. Obviously, the bad news of the day, which is there's a lot more good news to it than you think. But unanimous decision in the trumped up charges against Donald Trump in New York City, in Manhattan, probably the most corrupted place, maybe outside of California, or maybe even more than California in the entire country. But I don't want you guys to look at this and go, oh my gosh, Donald Trump's not going to be president. Donald Trump is going to go to jail. I want to explain something to you. I want to explain something to you right now.
So that was the video, ladies and gentlemen. You're free to go watch that video if you'd like to. But that was the video that ended up getting over 100,000 views on Twitter. And like I said, the people that were in there, just absolutely horrid and so rude, okay? Now, going back to what I said about you might have been seeing me be a lot less confrontational in the live chats. Well, I stopped doing that a couple weeks ago. And I used to have the same excuse as other people that still do it. If I don't do that, how are they going to learn? I'm teaching them something. I'm giving them facts. You could preach the gospel to somebody who doesn't want to hear it all day. And until they go seek God, they're not going to care. It's the same thing with that stuff. Unless they're seeking that information and asking you questions earnestly because they want to know about it, why are you wasting your time? If it is a negative conversation that you're having, and it's a back and forth where you're trying to educate somebody on something, but it's just that kind of social media, Facebook crap, you're not doing anything. You're wasting your time. They don't. Nothing you say, no link that you share, no story that you show, none of it will matter. They'll say, show me, prove it. You'll give them a link and they'll go, oh, you got your news from Fox News, or you got your news from Daily Wire or wherever it is. Although it's just, it's a never-ending revolving door of stupid. And once I got out of Facebook, I started doing it a lot less. But I still did it in the live chat. How many people are banned for life from LFA TV who were fans, who were donors, because they said something jazzy and I just couldn't let it go? I got to be right. I got to be the one who's right. This is my channel. Blah, 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 blah. Of course I regret it. Now, I know there's people that are probably banned that are watching going, yeah, I knew you'd regret it, idiot. I do. I do regret it, 100%, 100%. That doesn't mean we won't mute people who are acting ridiculous in the chat, but I'm not going to address it anymore, and I haven't for a couple weeks now. Let's go to the first verse of the day, which is 1 Peter 2:21. Ready? And we're going to be reading from the ESV version first. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, no lies. When he was reviled, meaning when he was attacked, when he was yelled at, when he was viciously targeted, that's what reviled means. He did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. I do it all the time. We're coming for you. But continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So, let's stop right there. By his wounds you've been healed. Do you know what happens when you engage in that stuff that I just talked about? You open up his wounds. And the Holy Spirit just told me that. Nobody else has ever told me that. I never read that anywhere. The Holy Spirit just told me that when you do what I just talked about for the last 15 minutes, you are opening up Jesus' wounds all over again. Why? As children of God, why do we want to do that? We don't. So by day, we get better than we were the day before, which is why you've not seen me be confrontational in the live chat. I apply what I'm learning through this journey with Jesus to my life every single day. Please open up your Bibles now to 1 Thessalonians. Hold on. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Jeremy, I always told don't stoop to their level. Well, that's true, but it's very hard, isn't it? It's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? I'm just reading some of your comments here. So let's go. Let's read it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, and it says this. Actually, let's go back to 15. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 15. Let's start there. CQ, I'll adjust that in just a minute. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. That even means when you're baited. That even means when you're goaded. So, if anybody wants to send anything, that was the question CQ had. We ask that you hold off until we give you a new post office box next week. Now, if you do send something, that's okay. We still have this studio here. I'm still going to be back here once every 45 days or so. I'm still going to be checking that post office box. Eli is still here. Eli will still be checking it. We'll still be getting it. Don't worry. But that's the answer to the question. Now, let's go back to the Twitter video. After reading all of that terrible stuff, do you know what I said in the chat? I didn't reply to anybody, which is very uncommon for me. I didn't argue with anybody. I didn't debate with anybody. I didn't bring facts to anybody on that video. I didn't try to prove my point. I didn't have to be right for the first time in probably ever. Here's what I said. I just spent time of my life reading through these comments. And I'm so sad at everything that I read. But I love all of you. And I'm praying for all of you in this thread. Jeremy, I'm trying to donate. It directs me to Apple Pay. I do not want to pay with Apple Pay. I want to use a bank card. How do I do this? Well, you go to jeremyharrell.com. You go to donate. You sign up for reoccurring or one-time donation, and you put in the credit card info that you'd like to use. Very safe, very secure on the website. Best place to do it. And thank you so much for thinking of us. We appreciate you because we are viewer-funded. Thank you again. So that's what I said. I love you all. I pray for you all. And do you want to know something? The comments started changing. Now, I don't know if it had anything to do with that or not. I don't know if people read that or not. But I do know that I put God in that thread where God was very much needed. I didn't fight evil with evil. I didn't need to yell at them, call them names, tell them they're stupid, tell them I'm right, you're wrong. I didn't need to lord over them. I didn't need to threaten them. I just said, I love you, and I'll pray for you. The comment section changed after that. There was even people that were like, I don't agree, or I didn't agree with anything you said a week ago, but I do now. Because I put God into something, things changed. And all I did was put him in a chat. All I did was put him in a chat thread. And everything changed. Imagine if you put him in your life. Imagine if you apply the two verses that I read to you today to your life. Now, I'm just going to do this for just educational purposes, okay? I don't mean any of this. But if I were to say, to Bad Moon, Shane, who's in here. Now, Shane, I only pick you because I know that you have been here for a long time and you understand how I think a lot. If I were to say to you in a chat, Shane, shut up. You know, you've been in here for a long time, but you're so stupid. The things you say are so dumb. Do me a favor. Don't comment anymore. Just watch, listen, and shut up. You might learn something. Do you think Shane, 10 times out of 10, is going to go, I love you, man. I know you probably didn't mean that. I'm not going to respond. Do your thing. I'll pray for you. And then continue to watch? Oh, my gosh. Arthur Nettler found out today three corporate bosses in our motel chain have maxed out to President Trump on Saturday. Amen. Thank you, Arthur. And RJ Cat, $300 for gas money and ice cream stops. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I love you so much. And I appreciate you both. And that's great news, too, about President Trump. Or if I were to say to Joe Bo, Joe, do me a favor. Don't ever come back to the live chat again. You're an idiot. Get out of here. I can't stand you. You're a pile of human excrement. Your natural reaction, no matter who you are, is going to be offended and hurt and mad, right? Your natural reaction is going to be, well, screw you then. Blah, 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 then. Blah, 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 then. It takes a very special person to go, and step back and say, I'm just not going to be a part of this. I'll come back later. I'll try later. I'll try to talk to this person later. That's living differently, guys. That's what it means to live differently. To do absolutely the opposite thing than you would have done before Christ. To do the opposite thing that everybody you know will do in the face of any adversity or any of that. That's what it means. Now, we've been going for quite... Man, I can't believe this hour is already almost over, man. I don't like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have two videos to show you. One is from Ray Comfort, and I hope we have enough time. I think we do. And then I'll show you one after that, okay? But it is Comfort Monday, and you know we got to start out our Monday, right? Let's go now.
Battle with lust, make sure you watch this video to the end. You'll be glad you did. According to the Bible, how do I find everlasting life?
By having faith and by the grace alone of Jesus Christ.
Are you trusting in grace alone?
Trusting in grace alone, yes.
That was the perfect answer theologically, but I didn't feel things were right, so I decided to do a little probing, and I'm sure glad I did. When did you last read your Bible?
Like a month ago.
When did you last look at pornography?
Very recent.
Yeah. Things aren't right at the moment, are they?
No.
If you died today, where would you go?
Heaven. Because no matter what, my sins have been paid for.
You're absolutely certain about that?
Yes.
It's a Bible verse that says, whoever puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. We better make sure you're fit for the kingdom, because Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity.
For I never knew you.
Yeah. We better make sure you're soundly saved. Ricky, do you think you're a good person?
No.
You're a sinner through and through?
Yeah.
You're having sex with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
The Bible says fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. So, man, I'm going to do my best to help you if I can. The Bible says if you serve sin, you're a slave of sin. And it's not a good sign for a Christian to be a slave of sin. You should be a slave of righteousness. So let's go through those commandments. You've lied and stolen.
Yeah.
So when did you last use God's name in vain?
A month ago or two.
Okay. Do you love your mom?
Of course.
Would you ever use her name as a cuss word?
No.
Because you respect her.
Yeah.
You don't respect the God that gave you a mother. You have taken his holy name and used it in place of a cuss word. Ricky, that's very serious. It's called blasphemy. And of course, you know that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, whoever looks upon a woman to lust for her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Ricky, if you died today, I'd be concerned for your salvation, and you should be too. This is your eternity. This is your life. What did Jesus do on the cross?
Die for our sins.
He suffered for our sins. I'm going to share a perspective you may not have heard, and it may help you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus paid the fine. That's what happened on the cross. That's why he said, it is finished, just before he died. He was saying, paid in full. If you're in court and you've got speeding fines, if you plead guilty, a judge will let you go if someone else pays those fines. You say, these fines are paid by another, you can leave, and it's legal. That's what happened on the cross. God can take the death sentence off us because of what he did on the cross, through his death and resurrection. And what you must do is repent of sin. Now, repentance won't save you. We're saved by grace, as you said, but the way to obtain grace is through repentance and faith. That's what the scriptures say. If you were going to be given $1 million at 8 o'clock in the morning for just one thing, and that is the person that gave you the million was allowed to shoot you at 8 p.m. as a snuff video, would you give up your life for $1 million?
No.
$100 million?
No.
Listen to what Jesus said about that. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Your life is so valuable, and it seems that you're giving it up not for $1 million, but for your love of porn and sex with your girlfriend. So you've got a decision to make today. So, oh God, I need a new heart. I need new desires. And the miracle of being born again, a genuine conversion, is that God will give you a thirst for righteousness. You'll want to do that which is right, and you won't let sin have dominion over you. Without the Holy Spirit's help, you'll be like a moth to the flame. You'll just go back to porn. You'll go back to sex. You can't help it. You've got to realize that God made you with the ability to have sex. It's for your pleasure, but within the confines of marriage. It's like a father gives a son a Lamborghini and says, son, here's the car keys. I just want you to stay on the right side of the road and don't get drunk and drive. If he gets drunk and he drives, the father has the right to take the keys off him. God gives you a rule with sex. It's within the confines of marriage. It's for your pleasure. You don't want him to take the keys off you. Your life is so precious. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yeah, that's something I've been struggling with. Just, like, I say I repent, but then I don't know if I truly repent. Like, lust is, like, the one sin that I struggle with so much, just because it's everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, you know. Like, even in, like, TV, you know.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and that's what the Bible says. We've escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. The Bible says that, but listen to what it also says. It says, there's no temptation that's taken you that's not common to man. God will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So there's always a way of escape. Remember what Joseph did when he was tempted to hop in bed with Potiphar's wife? You remember that story?
Yeah.
He was a good-looking guy, and she kept hounding him day after day. Come and lie with me, lie with me. You know what he did? He ran. And the Bible says, flee fornication. Run, because Satan wants your soul. He wants you to be damned. And the only way to be saved from sin is to continually run from it. And I'm coming up to 75. 75, I still get tempted with lust.
Really?
Daily. It's so powerful. So it's not going to go away. You just got to pull the reins in.
Like actually, like physically run? Or?
Yeah, if that's what it means, physically run.
All right.
Yeah, if you're alone with your girlfriend, physically run out of there. Say, sorry, honey, I'm off. And just leave, because you don't want to sin against God. Look what happened to David when he sinned against God. Took another man's wife. It led him into murder. And that's what sin does. It'll take you down a path of absolute destruction. Ricky, can I pray with you?
Yes, please.
Let's bow in prayer. Father, I thank you for Ricky. Thank you for his honesty of heart today. I pray that he will catch a glimpse of his own sinfulness to a point where he'll be contrite, genuinely sorry, and find a place of true repentance that will lead him away from the path of sin and to the foot of the cross daily. May he catch a glimpse of your incredible love for him expressed in that cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's always nice when Ray can pray. When Ray can pray. Pray comfort, right? That should be the name of Eli. That should be the name of Ray's channel. Not Ray Comfort Just Witnessing. It should be Pray Comfort. Ray Comfort and Pray Comfort, right? Thank you, MDUS. God bless you, man. Dollar menu required. I don't think there's a dollar menu anymore, but thank you so much. We appreciate that, my guy, very much. One more video to show you guys here before we go today. And this is why we make shirts with God quotes or that show, that turn people towards God. This is why we do it, folks. Watch this. Very powerful. Very, very powerful video. Check this out.
I don't want to be a lantern without the flame. I don't ever want to not hear you talking. I don't want to just wear the Christian name. So breathe life again. Breathe life again. Breathe life again. Breathe life.
Play that one more time. I'll play that one more time.
Breathe life again. Breathe life again. Revive again.
Friends, popularity is what her shirt says. He's hiding his Christian shirt. Relationships.
I don't want to be a dead man walking.
Family.
I don't want to be a lantern without the flame.
They're all making sure that he's not being Christian.
Not hear you.
Social media. He's hiding his Christianity in public.
I don't want to just wear the Christian name.
The Holy Spirit grieves.
So breathe life.
So what do you mean?
Again.
I'm a Christian. No, no.
Breathe life again.
Everyone who acknowledges me publicly
breathe
here on earth, I'll also
again.
Acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. But everybody
breathe
who denies me here on earth,
again.
I will deny before my Father in heaven.
Breathe life again.
I just get scared to showcase my faith.
Breathe life
I don't want to lose
again.
These people or things in my life.
Breathe
well, you never know where
again.
God wants to use you.
Revive
or
again.
What God wants to use you for. Wow. What a powerful video. What a very powerful video. And like Bad Moon said, I'm a billboard for God. Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's very, very quick, but that's going to do it for Rise Up today. Kind of wish we had a longer one. But anyway, folks, I'm going to take you out the same way I brought you in, and that's with some real good, awesome, amazing Christian music. Can we get that turned on there? There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, Mike Crispy and Unafraid comes up next, followed by 2 hours of Live from America. Pray that you got the message today, and I want you guys to apply that to your life. No more arguing. No more mindless, brainless, timeless arguing. Give them the gospel and move on. I love you guys. See you later.
My brother, he's